Welcome to Perspectives on Health and Tech, a podcast by Cerner. This is a special series we're calling Code Talks that highlights innovation and healthcare. Each episode will feature leaders in healthcare who are using data for application and system design, operations, security, and user experience. These leaders will also highlight their use of Cerner's open platforms for innovation.
Hi, everybody. I'm Aaron Sheedy, the COO and one of the co-founders of Zelth. Thanks for joining our podcast today in these strange and wonderful times. I'll just give you a quick background on myself and on the company Zelth that we have. And we've just gone through the Cerner code validation and certification process. And so I'll talk a little bit about our experience in that and then mention a little bit about where we see digital health going, the use of APIs in the EHR environment as we see things progressing through the first part of this decade. Zelth was founded about 4 years ago, spun out of Providence St. Joseph's, which is the second largest not-for-profit hospital system in the U.S. And we came from a background of technology, not a background of healthcare. I think like a lot of tech healthcare startups. The pedigree of the team sits in the mobile industry. Our last company was Swipe, a touchscreen keyboard, which was deployed on several billion Android handsets over the past 8 or 9 years. And that's germane to this conversation because we, in fact, built Swipe on the top of the keyboard APIs that existed in Android previously in Windows when they were an operating system on mobile. So that totally dates me. And then more recently on top of the Apple keyboard framework. So the team itself has a pretty deep knowledge of how to work with platforms that are providing open extensions to build technology stacks on top of either an existing OS, which you can sort of think of an EHR as like kind of like an OS for healthcare. And so with that background, you know, it's sort of interesting to then sort of compare and contrast mobile APIs to sort of what we found when it came to working with an EHRs. So second part of that is when we sold Swipe, we ended up working at Nuance, and I ran a part of the voice and text input group. And so I was sort of on the opposite end of that framework, which was we ourselves would expose Nuance's voice recognition APIs to external third-party developers so that they could use voice recognition in developing an app or developing a web page so that patients or, you know, consumers of them could actually consume Nuance's APIs and run voice recognition or text-to-speech or whatever it is. So kind of have a good background. Our team has a good background on both sides of the API utilization, both as a provider and a user. So Zelth itself was built to effectively help hospital systems do a better job of integrating the digital health ecosystem. We looked at a lot of hospital systems' attempts to try to digitize the thing that they do on an analog basis. That's everything from patient education, videos, custom content that might be lying around in the hospital system that's trying to be pushed out to patients, applications that are looking to get integrated into clinical workflow so that they can do a better job of managing a patient's diabetes, doing a better job of managing a patient's CHF or COPD, mental health. Right? There's a wide range of applications and digital health therapeutics out there that are attempting to do a much better job of engaging clinicians and patients on their health. And what we saw is that there was a missing layer of functionality between what's provided today and the patient experiences for, you know, the consumerization of health. And so what Zelth does is actually, you know, kind of an interesting journey. What we do is provide a mechanism for the digital health vendors to plug into Zelth to then get access to key discrete assets inside of the EHR. So that could be a little bit of PHI, demographic information about the patient, upcoming scheduled appointments, other data sets that would trigger a journey on a digital health app. So for instance, you see a patient coming in for a hip procedure, you could trigger the delivery of a series of steps or an app that might help a patient manage their pre-op readiness and post-op recovery. And in addition, we've built an interface that lives inside of Millennium so that a clinician doesn't have to leave their own workflow to be able to find the right digital health solution for the patient based on their clinical condition. Doctors, nurses, MAs do not have time to go out to some third-party website to enroll patients. And so that was one of the reasons why we saw digital health itself being adopted at a lower rate than I think most people would want. We also integrate into the patient journey. So into the existing hospital system's patient experiences, their digital front door, the consumer framework in the case of the Cerner ecosystem. And so we provide the ability to seamlessly integrate those digital health assets into the consumer experience, patient experience, so that the hospital system's own digital front door becomes an ever more robust place to go and manage your care. And finally, you know, Zelf, because we play a role in each of those two journeys, the clinician ordering and the patient consumption, we can actually help show any data that's being generated by the digital health ecosystem back into the clinical experience. So, you know, we've now developed a partnership with Cerner to help provide that digital health journey that I just described to Cerner customers. And in that process, we went through the code program to get access to the APIs that are required for Zelf to be able to run the business that I just described. We're somewhat, I guess we'd say, mature software engineers and developers as an organization. And we've built a lot of software stacks over the past 20 years. So maybe we consider ourselves to be on the higher end of capabilities. And we've already gone through several certification processes with some other major EHRs in the market. But coming into the Cerner code validation process, I think we were pleasantly surprised by, one, the organizational efficacy that was provided by Cerner, the level of resources that they threw at our application and in terms of getting us through, and also their attention to detail in driving us to ensure that we hit certain quality metrics for our application, both for patient safety, quality, security, and usability for the clinician and the patient side of the journey. So I'll just kind of walk through those into sort of step by step so you can get a sense of what I'm talking about. So on the organizational side, you know, what was great for us is that Cerner kind of set us up in these nice cadences. So they'd set up a 2-week sprint, right? We're like, okay, let's get everything ready. Let's get your application up and running, sort of get all the documentation in place. And then Cerner would sort of pre-schedule like, okay, here's your 2-week sprint. And in that 2 weeks, Cerner would supply, you know, the right subject matter experts on, you know, on FHIR interfaces, on the Millennium framework that we're using. And we were able to get more or less real-time responses on our questions. So we were able to, in 2-week sprints, crank through, you know, 40, 50 issues in a really short amount of time. And that meant that we were able to make extremely good progress in these little bursts. And then we could go back, go fix the things that we needed to fix, go stand up the stuff that we hadn't gotten to yet, and then go back into a 2-week sprint and make another big chunk of progress with Cerner's guidance and expertise. So that, I thought, was pretty remarkable. And Cerner is a very, very large company. And the fact that they would stand up a team to basically focus on our implementation was pretty commendable. We were very surprised at how quickly that went and how many bodies Cerner actually devoted to the process. So other side of that is there's really good documentation, right? So being able to start to architect your app to function and work within, you know, the Smart on FHIR applications and the Millennium framework for us was tremendously valuable. And being able to get good, accurate documentation about what all this stuff meant just means that you're going to have less mistakes when you come out for your first test. The second part is really on the validation side, right? So as we were going through this process, it wasn't really just kind of a check the box thing. It wasn't like, okay, great, nice work, you did it. The Cerner team expected us to provide high quality test scripts so that both teams could run and be very discreet about the assets that they were testing and know what the expected output would be so that you couldn't really just sort of skate through the testing process and hand your way through it. So they required a high level of documentation and a strong understanding about what you're actually trying to have as your expected result of any given feature or process. One other thing I think we greatly enjoyed, I mean, Zelf is SOC 2 Type 2 certified, and you know, I'd encourage any of the digital health vendors that are out there to go through that process as well. But even with that certification in place on our side, Cerner teams demanded to see a demonstrable use of PHI in the system. So if we said, hey, we need to be able to access the demographics for the patient, we need to access a diagnosis, we need to access, you know, something else that's in the Smart on FHIR spec. It wasn't just, oh, okay, great, thanks, we'll take your word for it. They actually asked for us to demonstrate that PHI was in fact being used by Zelf, that we had the frameworks in place to ensure that data was held securely, And, you know, because of the unique aspect of Zelf, we would be subsequently transferring that data downstream to another vendor potentially. And understanding how that mechanism took place was something that the Cerner teams really forced us to have a disciplined process around the demonstration of our capabilities there. Another area, which I think just reflects back to what we've done in prior lives. So Swipe itself was an app that was originally designed to help people who have, you know, accessibility challenges. So typing on a touchscreen keyboard, if you have hand tremors or if you can't use your hands at all, or if you're using a head tracking device, is quite challenging. And that's actually true for most able-bodied people. You know, finger tapping on a keyboard is not exactly a high-quality experience since it's just a flat piece of glass. So Swipe was designed to enable people who have a hard time using consumer-grade technology use touchscreens, either through head tracking on the camera or through, you know, swiping their finger across the screen. So we were very pleased that as we got into the certification process with Cerner, that they actually focused us on the accessibility UI for the Zelf interface. So we consider ourselves to be pretty good UI designers given our background. But even so, there's always room for improvement. And Cerner made some very nice suggestions around our contrast of colors, around the font size, just around some of the basic usability. And going through the process with Cerner, we have no doubt that improved the UI that we have for our application, both patient facing and clinician facing. So that whole process for us, you know, the organization that Cerner gave us up front, the quality of the documentation, and their demands to make Zelf really prove its own utilization of PHI, improve our usability, make us show that we had a good QA process and had test scripts that actually made sense given what our product does, we just found to be tremendously compelling. So we were able to get through our certification process in, I think, a couple months, which is quite fast given how many things the Zelf product does. So we were very, very, very impressed with that process. And I think our product came out the other side stronger for it. Now, where that leaves us is, so where to from here, right? So we now have an application platform that's ready to go on Cerner customers, and we're looking forward to expanding beyond our first two Cerner customers to others to help them make better sense and manage the digital health ecosystem better. We're now set up to basically act as an accelerator of the things that hospital systems are trying to do digitally, whether that's have a better experience for patients in a telehealth environment where you don't have the patient in front of you, it's hard to print something out, if you need to get them patient education, you know, Zelf is, you know, we, as far as we're concerned, humbly speaking, the best mechanism to do that today, because we can consume both custom content as well as third-party content in our deployment. And where we're really focused is on the application ecosystem itself, right? The ecosystem of vendors that are focused on either chronic or acute conditions across clinical service lines, but providing the clinician and the patient with consistent experiences across those things. I don't think it's any secret that there is a tremendous amount of competition right now for the front door of healthcare. When someone wakes up in the morning with a sore throat, do they think of going to CVS? Do they think of going to their pop-up clinic at their employer? Do they think of going to their insurance-based app to then find a doctor? Or do they go to a health system who they consider to be their prime source of healthcare? And with the entrance and the consumption and the acquisitions that are being made in the insurance side, in the direct to patient side from new entrants into care, whether that's, you know, CVS or Amazon or Walmart, or whether it's the hospital systems themselves continuing to become more digitally savvy, I think we have a very important inflection point. Are patients going to consider that their front door of care comes from their insurance company or from a hospital system? And I think that battle is really now just starting to make a significant difference to the revenue of hospital systems that they're looking to bring more patients and more loyalty to their system. And it's my belief that the digital application ecosystem, digital experiences for patients are more important now than ever, not just from an efficiency standpoint, but actually because most of your patients today, and that's everyone from, you know, 18 to 80, are expecting that they can do a tremendous amount of their own care and planning and education and research on their own on the patient-facing experiences that the health systems are building today. So we believe that our implementation and partnership with Cerner to deliver high-quality patient experiences and high-quality clinician experiences is really the opportunity for hospital systems to jumpstart their ability to provide those types of high-quality experiences that allow them to be much more powerful deliverers of care in their market. So that's where we see digital health going. We think this is going to be a very interesting next 4 years, especially given we're going to learn a lot about the direction of care, value-based or fee-for-service from the election. But we are excited to go on this journey with Cerner, and we're very happy to have gone through a certification and code validation program that was efficient and really helped us improve our product.
If you're interested in collaborating with Cerner and our Open Code program, consider attending our Code Learning Lab November 12th and 13th. Our two-day virtual event will give you the tools to develop pluggable content that have the capacity to work with Cerner's open solution platforms. Already have a viable product and ready to work with us? Visit code.cerner.com and submit your app today.